You're listening to SBS News.
Australia is known around the world for its white sand beaches, but take a look more closely and beachgoers will notice the shoreline is littered with tiny pieces of plastic. Researcher Denise Hardesty from the CSIRO is part of a team that surveyed more than 500 Australian beaches.
Whether you care about wildlife and you don't want to see pictures of or know that seabirds and turtles and marine mammals are mistakenly eating plastic or getting tangled up in it, it also has economic costs and consequences. So we will spend more money and travel further to spend our money in places that are cleaner and that are nicer to be at.
Australians are getting better at managing their waste. According to the research, Dr. Hardesty found on average 29% less plastic waste compared to similar surveys in 2013.
I think it's really heartening and exciting and to be able to point to the fact that people are so much more aware of the impact of what happens in our environment, what happens with the items that we use.
The research found putting a price on plastic through waste levies and container refund schemes led to cleaner beaches.
Where those levies were maintained or increased, we found less coastal litter in those areas. And I think that that may really be attributed to, if we have to pay to dispose of our waste at the tip, maybe we're a little bit more careful about what we do with that.
But the study is based on 2019 data, and some believe Australians have gone backwards during the pandemic. Pip Keenan is from the environmental organisation Clean Up Australia.
We absolutely were creating more waste through things like takeaway food packaging, disposable coffee cups, sanitised wipes and face masks. So the litter that our volunteers were collecting really reflected those changed habits.
All Australian states and territories are moving towards banning single-use plastic items such as straws and cutlery. A ban is already in place in South Australia, the ACT and Queensland. Western Australia and New South Wales will follow suit later this year, and a ban comes into force in Victoria in 2023. 2025 is the plan for the Northern Territory, and Tasmania does not have a statewide strategy, but Hobart already has a plastic ban in place. It's hoped this legislation will mean Australians are using less plastic and in turn less will be found in or around our city beaches. But that will be tested in the next surveys conducted by the National Science Organisation. Lucy Murray, SBS News.